إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. Today, inshallah, in the Tarbiyah series, we will talk about the importance of Dhikrullah, of making the Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the importance of Dhikr in many places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the intelligent people, Al-Ulil Al-Bab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described their first quality as Alladina يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. That these are the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect of their lives, standing, sitting and lying down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that dhikr is good for your heart, dhikr is the way to attain peace of mind. And Allah said, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Allah said, the itminan of the qalb is in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that dhikr is beneficial for the mu'mineen. Inna dhikra tanfa'ul mu'mineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, dhikr is beneficial for the Muslims, for the mu'mineen. What is dhikr? Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whichever way. The most important and the most valuable of these ways is tilawatul Quran and salah. And salah is a combination of tilawatul Quran, because that's how we make salah. We do salah we do tilawat of Quran in the salah. So dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tilawatul Quran. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the salah. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is simply to mention the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, and whichever names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we wish to repeat. This is also dhikr. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other ways. For example, to remind each other about the greatness and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remind each other about the akhirah, to talk about the message of Islam, and in any other way that we do, Amar bil Maruf wa Nahy al Munkar, all of this is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the ways of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one must remember that the same issue and the same rule applies to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as which applies to every ibadah in Islam, which is that the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be remembered, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be in line with the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. To do the dhikr of Allah in some way which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do, this is not permissible. Because if we take this derivation of this usul from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said about salah, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. He said, pray as you have seen me pray. And this applies to all our ibadat. It also applies to the entire life that we have. But especially with regard to ibadah, anything which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do is not permissible. Whatever he did, inshaAllah, this is permissible and this is full of barakah. Now, among the azkar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will look at this specifically in more detail later on under another topic, but the masnoon azkar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after every fard salah, these are often neglected, we don't do them, we simply quickly stand and we start doing the sunnah, but this is wrong. Quite apart from being wrong, also you are depriving yourself of the barakah of the zikr. And the masnoon azkar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I said, what those azkar are and the benefits of that we will look at inshallah in the coming days under a different subject. But just to stay on the subject of zikr itself. So this is one. Then the other azkar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he taught, for example, the Tasbih al-Fatimi, which he taught to Fatima to Zahra radiallahu anha, which is Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and Allahu Akbar, 33 and 34 times. This is also from the masnoon azkar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, it's also one of the masnoon azkar we do after every fard salah. And it has benefits. So to remember that dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be done in the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught. The reason I'm saying this is because many people come up with various formulas. And they say that you must do so many, this tasbih so many times, and you must count it on some seeds or something, and you must do some other tasbih so many times. And when you enter a new house, when you start occupy your house for the first time, you must do this particular tasbih. And when somebody dies, you must do this and that. Anything which anyone tells you, what is the rule to apply? Check with the sunnah of Rasulullah. Did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do it, or did he ask us to do it? If he did it and if he told us to do it, alhamdulillah, there is no problem. Alhamdulillah, we can do it. If we do not find this evidence, then we do not do this action. No matter who else did it, no matter who tells us to do it, very politely and very nicely we say, sorry, I'm not going to do it, because this has no basis in the sunnah. That is very important, because please understand, the origin of all bid'at is in good intentions. There is no bid'ah which is done with a bad intention. All the bid'ahs are done with a good intention. The intention of the person is good. He wants to do something which he thinks will take him closer to Allah. But he forgets the basic usul, which is that the only thing which can take you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no other way other than the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I say always, you know, there's a saying in English, all roads lead to Rome. I say, all roads may lead to Rome, but only one road leads to Jannah. And that road is the road of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All roads do not lead to Jannah. So no matter who tells us what, we apply the basic criterion of judgment, which is this in confirmation with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If it is in confirmation, alhamdulillah, all power to you, by all means do it. If it is not, then we do not do this. And among the azkar, one of the best of the azkar is to send salat and salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To send durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one of the most powerful and one of the best azkar that one can ever do. And this is from the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah specifically mentioned this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically ordered the Muslims to do this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this is what Allah himself does. Allah sends blessings on his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated our status and said, do what I do. This is the sunnatullah. When we are sending salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are following the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it with that awareness. Don't just repeat things, no. Do it with awareness. And once again, don't get sidetracked. While you are doing this, once again, shaitan deceives everyone in the position that he is. So shaitan will not tell you, don't recite durood, because he knows you are not going to stop that. You will recite durood. So what does he tell you? He said, no, there's a way of reciting durood. And what is this way? This way is after Jumu'ah Salah, all of you must stand in one circle and you must recite this durood loudly. Or he will tell you that after Wednesday evening or Thursday evening or something, one of the weekdays, and he will tell you after Salatul Maghrib, turn off all the lights, put one green light, put one blue light, keep one empty chair, and everybody stand in a circle and you recite durood. And you ask him, why is this empty chair? He said, no, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting in this chair. He is hazir wa nazir, na'udhu billah. So he has taken the same durood and converted it into open shirk. Because you have now ascribed the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is not Allah, who is not a part of Allah, who is not, he is Bashar. Allah said he is Bashar. I am not saying it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. And they say, no, but he is not Bashar. He is something else. He is Noor, and so on and so on. For which there is no proof, no evidence whatsoever. All of these are a kind of open shirk. Open shirk. So let us not fall into this trap. Let us be aware of shaitan. As I said, shaitan deceives the person in the place where he is. He will not take somebody like you and say, go to the disco or go to the bar and, you know, have a drink. No, he knows you will not do that. He will not even tell you, do not do zikr, do not pray, do not... He deceives you in the place you are. You are reciting Quran, recite it well, shaitan will say, mashallah, recite it some more loudly. Let people hear you. People will say, mashallah, what recitation? Khalas, end of salah. Salah is gone because it's got riyah, that is shirk. Right? So let us be aware of shaitan. And the way of fighting shaitan is through knowledge. Not through superstition, not through blind belief, through knowledge. What does knowledge tell us? Compare the action that you are going to do with what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. You can't go astray with that. Nobody can go astray who is following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِن تُطِعُهُ تَحْتَدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you obey him and I will guide you. Allah said, we will guide you. How? If you obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, I remind myself and you, Dhikrullah is the purpose why we have been created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in order to do His dhikr. Allah created, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Purpose of creation is Dhikrullah, Ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, let us fulfill this purpose. Let the tongue always be active in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ratbul lisan, they say, have this tongue always moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let not the tongue be idle at any time. Benefit of always doing the dhikr of Allah is it saves you from doing, from talking other things which are haram. Saves you from lying and cheating, saves you from ghibah, saves you from all of that stuff. Saves you even from useless talk. You know, not only, you may not be doing ghibah and so on. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, we stay away from haram. But useless talk, you know, pointless things which have no meaning, no value, nothing, right? They're not haram, but at the same time, they are certainly not beneficial in any way. So if you, instead of that, if you are doing dhikr of Allah, every single word that you say is a source of benefit. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one subhanallah, when a man says subhanallah one time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plants a tree for him in the Jannah. And this tree is so vast, and the shade of this tree is so vast, that a fast rider will ride under the shade of that tree for 500 years. So he'll gallop his horse for 500 years, he will still be under the shade of that one tree. And that one tree is the result of one subhanallah. And imagine what the benefit is. And if you send durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who sends salat and salam on me, Allah will send salat and salam on him 10 times. 10 times. You say durood Ibrahim, and which is the best durood? Durood Ibrahim. Why? Because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us this durood. There are many other durood, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, nothing wrong in sending salat and salam in those ways. But when you have the best, why do you need to go anywhere else? The best way is what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. There is no need to go here and there. This deen is simple, this deen is pure, this deen is clean. Keep it like that. No need to go here and there and search for this and that when we already have something which is the best. And if someone tells me that so and so's method of durood is better than the method of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then there's a major problem with his aqidah itself, right? So forget that. We have the best way. And this is the sunnah of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain. When the ayat was revealed of Surah Al-Ahzab, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, how should we do this? They didn't invent. They did not invent. They said, please tell us how to do this. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them this. And he said, say it like this. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim wa innaka Hamidun Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid. So alhamdulillah, do this. As many times, a man came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have decided that I will dedicate 25% of my dhikr to sending salat and salam on you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you increase it is better for you. He didn't say it's better for me. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is sending salat and salam on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whether you and I send or not makes no difference to him. His level is beyond that. He said, it's better for you. The man said, Ya Rasulullah, inshallah, I will dedicate 50% of my time of the askar to sending salat and salam on you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you increase it is better for you. The man said, Ya Rasulullah, I will dedicate 75% of my time to sending salat and salam on you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is good for you. So let us follow that. When we know the hadith, let us follow the hadith. The idea is not simply to listen to the hadith. Let us follow the hadith. Try to minimize talk of this and that, useless stuff. Maximize the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anytime you are sitting silently somewhere, driving the car, doing something, let the tongue always be engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, in zikr, one of the best and most important adhkar is tawbah. It's just astaghfirullah, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. So tawbah, durood, and then the greatness and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, thanking Allah. Allahu Akbar, magnifying and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah, which is the basis and foundation of our deen. Muhammadur Rasulullah wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmatullah.